No, we don't.
No.
Wait.
I have you flustered. I have you very
much.
You have
me flustered. You're passing the torch. You want us to know what it feels like to have the stress 20
There's
seconds.
A lot of things going on right here.
And we have audio.
No, we don't. Now we have audio.
Yeah. Well, we have that part of it.
That part of the audio.
GloucesterCast 381. It is February 1st, which is strange to me because of the weather. Groundhog Day tomorrow. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and one podcast virgin. That is Mia McCarthy with us.
Mia.
She's me. I'm Mia.
Mia, say hi to Mom.
And everybody else. And the other billions of people who are tuning in.
She's shy. Mia's shy. But she's more of a studio audience, I think, than a contributor right now.
Yeah.
Okay, on camera.
Oh, there you go. I want to introduce yourselves, Chris McCarthy.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Gloucester. And Joe, happy birthday, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nicole Schraft is with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Nicole Schraft with the post of the week, I think, with her hockey thing. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Jimmy Dalpiaz.
Hey, good morning, Gloucester. Welcome back from Los Angeles. How's Brady's new house look?
Gorgeous. Unbelievable.
I knew you were going to go and look at it.
He went to stay a couple of days before he was like, you guys really need to go home. But it was a good couple of days.
I know you guys are close, and he wanted you to go check it out.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
Pat Dalpiaz is on the keyboard.
Good morning, Gloucester.
I'm on bass. He's the lead singer.
I'm on the skin flute.
Oh, stop.
Oh, geez. Mia in the room.
What a horrible.
There's going to be some horrible parents coming in about that.
So Groundhog Day. Who can explain? I'm going to give this to Pat because she could probably explain the tradition of Groundhog Day the best.
I actually don't know that much about it, and I honestly don't understand whether 6 more weeks of winter is good news or bad news.
So,
because it sounds like it should be.
If a groundhog sees his shadow, it's something.
Correct.
The most I know about Groundhog Day is the movie with Bill Murray.
Yeah.
and Andy McDowell.
So Punxsutawney Phil,
yep.
right?
And it's kind of near us.
I always watch it like 8 hours later in the day to see what happened. But they have the whole thing with the top hat and the black coats, and he comes out, and then he turns around and goes back in, and it's either 6 more weeks or it's not. I don't know. Has anybody ever tracked it to see if it's actually legitimate?
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah,
so.
I want to know. Like, he saw a shadow.
How do they know if he saw a shadow?
You know what I like about it the most? It's just another excuse for people to go out and drink.
Yeah, or to bet.
It's
more gambling.
And Groundhog's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they get out there.
That's just
it's a big town
There's
festival.
Like 5 people that go out and watch the day.
That's not true.
No.
It's huge.
It's like their greasy pole, Chris.
Oh,
it's huge.
Nice. Well, they can have that. We'll take the greasy pole.
With the stock market in free fall because of the China crisis, interest rates have never, I'm not sure about this, but they're unbelievably low. I talked to Brandon Pratt yesterday. He's so busy that he can't even, he doesn't even have time to talk on the phone because so many people are refinancing right now. If you have a mortgage with a regular bank, chances are you could probably save hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah.
And it's like literally maybe 45 minutes of your time to go see him. I have his information in the show notes. It's also, you can go to NorthshoreHomeLoans.com and get the information there.
Pat and I have the Bud Light virus. I think we...
Instead of the coronavirus?
We don't have the coronavirus, but I think we have a form of a Bud Light
virus. Could be. Well, you're into those Bud Light seltzers now.
The Bud Light seltzers.
But we didn't talk about that last week, but they are fantastic.
They're tasty.
Somebody was just asking about those last weekend. They are good. I haven't
tried
one yet.
It was surprisingly good. My brain was expecting to taste beer.
Yeah.
Psychologically.
It's hard not to think that, but it was. I enjoyed it.
They're great. I think that what I liked about it is how subtle.
Yeah.
How subtle the flavoring is.
Without an aftertaste.
That's very crisp. I really don't see myself drinking them this time of year, but in the summer.
Yeah.
If you get a ice chest and you bury those things really cold, they'll be dangerous.
I think the little cans, like the little skinny cans.
They're skinny cans, but I think they're 12 ounces. They're not Yeah, they're not.
Didn't you go to? You went to Total Wine, and you said that they were sold. They were sold out.
I was at Total Wine yesterday afternoon, and I went in there specifically to get Bud Light Seltzer because I figured if anybody would have it, it would be Total Wine.
Right.
Go down the seltzer aisle, seltzer everywhere, and there's this big hole in the middle of the seltzer row. And I'm like, no Bud Light? I asked the manager to come over. He's like, no, it's gone. I'm like, anything in the back room? And he called somebody on the walkie-talkie, and they're like, nope, all out. Wow. And that was on a Friday.
That's amazing. So
people are geared up for Super Bowl.
People are all about it. I just have this just came in from Gary Stanton. So people can chime in. We love comments, by the way. I love seeing people think. Gary Stanton says, did anyone see the article that PETA wanted to do a digital groundhog because it's too shocking to Punxsutawney Phil to be exposed to the crowd? Mia, are you okay?
Mia's getting all this.
Is she half asleep?
Well, yeah. She's like, this is what you guys do on this podcast. So
yeah. No, but how bananas is Peter now?
Yeah, I'm thinking he's probably pretty happy.
Yeah, he's getting all that attention.
I think in the off season, other groundhogs are probably trying to off Punxsutawney Phil because they want all the props, right? I think he's probably living the life.
When you've been to watching Disney movies, what?
So Disney Plus. D Noble is with us right now.
Hey, D.
And I put D right up there with Nicole as far as ability to pound day drink and stuff like that.
Dee, where are we going to meet later on?
So wait, I want to hear Dee's take on the Bud Light seltzers, because I bet she has a take on them.
Since we're on the seltzer topic, just quickly, last night, because they had no Bud Light seltzer, I bought Truly Seltzer, but their lemonade line.
It was good.
And it was very good. Again, 100 calories, I think, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol, and it had this slight
subtle
lemonade taste. I think that might be my go-to in addition to Bud Light Seltzer.
We have all these options this year.
Yeah.
We still haven't heard from Dee. I'm waiting for her to chime in on her take on the
She's
thing.
Pounding her Bud Light
Seltzer. Her away. Yeah.
She's a professional. Nothing.
She's putting celery in her Bloody Mary right now, so she can't.
You could put celery in your Bloody Mary tomorrow morning between 9:30 and 2:30. I think it is I forget the date, the times, but it's at Feather and Wedge. Has an unbelievable Sunday brunch. We like to
pre Super Bowl.
We have a link to the Beauport Hotel has a bunch of Valentine's specials for that weekend, so check them out as well. Hands-free law is going into effect, Pat.
Yes, in about 3 weeks, February 23rd.
Listen up, Mia.
New Massachusetts hands-free law. And one of the things I noticed in particular when I read about it was that how really strict it is about not putting your hands on your phone at all.
At all.
Period.
Yeah.
For no
not
reason.
Even like to turn it on, turn it off.
Correct. To just like hold it in your hand, drive down,
Oh, wow. You can't touch your hand.
You cannot touch your phone.
So Jimmy has a prop here of something that he uses. I use something a little bit different. Here, let me see. I'll hold it right
here. Sure. Got that for a Christmas gift here because Pat knew that we were doing the hands-free, and she knows we get a lot of phone calls and stuff, so... It's basically, you put it in the cup holder. That's where the base is. Okay? And down here, you put it in the cup holder, and you twist the top until it kind of locks in. And as you do it, you'll notice that these little parts come out, and it locks it into the cup holder.
Yeah.
And every cup holder's different size. You put it in, and then as Joey did, you can bend that around and just put it in.
If you're using it for a GPS, sideways might be better.
And it has, it could bend a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
So, got this, and when Pat said we're going to do a topic, I thought I'd bring it in. Pretty decent. It's a great idea. I really don't know the cost of it. I've seen a few.
If you go to Amazon, and there's a million. Craig turned me on to a super sticky 3M tape magnet ball. So and then there's the receiver on the back of my phone. There are these magnet things. Chris uses it as well. And you just stick it on there. You don't and you can pull it right off easily.
No, it's outside.
And it's magnets are unbelievably strong. We'll put some links into different options for people, but
yeah, you know who has a good one that's similar to that is WeatherTech.
Oh, really?
Or, yeah, WeatherTech. Because I was thinking about going with the cup holder one.
Right.
But decided I wanted it a little higher.
Then you realize you wouldn't have a cup holder free for your drink?
For my Bud Light seltzer.
Right. Yeah.
If you put your phone in your cup holder, where are you going to put your...
Yeah.
Charlene Delaney said that she had a blueberry seltzer last night at Mile Marker, and it was delicious.
Oh.
Blueberry.
Nice.
That's Thanks cool for the one. Phone call, Charlene.
Oh.
Ouch. See, you got to be careful.
So Pat had blogged about this before I had blogged about this. New Era came out with what is a team described hat. So the way I take this is New Era says, we're going to produce a hat that represents like your area. And so they ask the team to like, what would you put on the hat? And the team tells them, and then they designed a hat. Well, the Red Sox one looks like it was thrown together by a 6-year-old.
The kindergarten classes put it together, I think.
It's
pretty dreadful.
It's like they just kind of stuck a Paul Revere patch. Like, nothing symmetrical about it at all.
Right, just random. It's not
like a yellowish, orange, and black outline Paul Revere on a horse statue over here. And a lobster roll at an angle on the back other corner, just haphazardly thrown on there, and as if that is what represents. Listen, no one should be more excited about a lobster roll making it onto the hat than me.
But your stock is going to go through the roof.
It was such a schlocky job of doing this.
Pretty bad. It looks pretty bad. What they did, and it was a big hit, is in the NBA. I know that they went out and got jerseys, and they went to people and said, do a nickname, do something about your city, do something that's something about where you're from, and we're going to sell these jerseys, okay, with these nicknames. And it was something, because we tried, my son loves basketball, and he said to her a few times to me, go to the NBA store in New York City when I was doing my trips, go find me some. They were selling them out so fast they couldn't keep them. So they probably went, you know what, we won't do jerseys this year. Well, let's try something with the hats and notice it's the type of hats.
I feel this is how I felt after seeing the Red Sox version of this hat. And I haven't seen any of the other
clubs. As bad.
Are they really?
They are just as
bad. So my take is that New Era put this out to the Red Sox. The Red Sox really wasn't interested in doing it and kind of did such a half-assed job with it. Just to like say, don't ever ask us to do anything else again like this because it's fucking garbage. That's the way I took it.
Is that the way you take it?
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad enough for Pat, who's not necessarily a sports fan, to blog about it.
Yeah.
And then I
was shocked. Yeah.
You didn't even see it.
I saw it. I swear to God, I saw
Paul Revere. Like, that's the okay.
That is Boston.
Okay,
that is Boston.
One if by land, two if by sea.
Yeah.
Old North
Wasn't
Church.
That Columbus?
Yeah. My first thought it was that Patriot, you know, like the old Patriots, the guy.
What would you put to represent it?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't have done anything because I'm not that type of hat guy that would do to stick this little thing here and something in the back, it's almost like one here.
Not even.
I agree. The placement was a little odd. I was surprised they had Paul Revere so close to the B. I didn't mind the lobster roll. I like the logos on the arm versus, you know, the traditional.
Yeah, I like that too. It's just I thought that like the colors of it went together.
And then you put the other hat out where it says Gloucester and the coordinates. That was really good.
Iacono. It's tremendous. I asked her for a low pro. I don't like hats that are big, like poofy right here. So I asked her for a low profile version of that, like in a heather blue with a light gray mesh.
Mm-hmm. In the future, you don't have to say low profile. You can just say female hat.
But you like a big poofy hat right here?
No, that's a men's hat. You're wearing a man's hat right now. Low profile. Just say
this is low profile.
That's low profile.
Yeah, that's not. A higher profile would come up to like here.
Is that the trucker hat?
The more box.
Yeah, like that.
The trucker hat.
Square look in the front. Trucker hat.
Vineyard Vines does a great job with all their team shirts and all their city shirts. You know what I mean? They have the Patriots.
Nicole turned me on. Nicole has done something very dangerous.
Oh, you weren't going to talk about it. You were not going to talk about it because you didn't want people to beat us too, right?
Well, I'm all done, though. I can't buy anymore. eBay has...
I was still shopping.
So I've been buying like some clothes for my trips and stuff. Vineyard Vines on eBay, you can get stuff brand new in the packaging for like... There's places that say, you know, make an offer and like put these ridiculous offers out there. And I've been getting like these... half zip pullovers that are like $80 in the store or $109, getting them for like $15, $22. So I got like four of them.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's the only place fishy. I shop. I do everything with my PayPal and my eBay.
Yeah, it's pretty bananas.
Something sounds fishy.
So there's that.
Are we missing any?
When the whale falls off.
Are we missing any Vineyard Vines pullovers?
I want to say a shout out to our friends at Harbor Cove Dental. They just relaunched their website, and anybody moving into town, did you guys go to them? No? Anybody here? Did you switch over?
No.
I know a lot of people have switched over to Harbor Cove Dental.
And, I should do so.
They're awesome.
I'm going to Danvers right now.
They're so friendly.
Danvers is too far away.
Everything is state of the art.
Is it?
Yeah. Everything is like...
Do they have the drills that make that bad dentist sound?
And the smell. It's like burning...
Everything's painless,
and they have you can hook your playlist into their sound system.
Really?
They have heated massage dentist chairs.
Someone's rooting for a cavity.
Yeah.
My daughters beg to go there, and Connor does too. So yeah, I mean, I think you don't really need to say anything after that, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Really,
and they're dentists too.
And they're dentists. Yeah. And they do teeth whitening. They do anything you need to have done. Tartine in Beverly. I hadn't even heard of this place, and you say it's awesome. Tell us about Tartine in Beverly.
So it's on Cabot Street, and we've gone for lunch a bunch in the past because I work in Beverly, and I always get the avocado, or there's like avocado and egg toast, a really great like soup and sandwich kind of menu, quiche of the day and whatnot. But then they added the wine bar, so now they...
what a surprise!
So now I can't go in the middle of the workday, but it's just really cute in there. They've redone it. They have an old, like, little tiny mini, not a mini, but a little tiny car in the corner. It's really funky and cute, but really, really good. You know who goes there? Who you, your...
Dino.
Maybe. I don't know. Your social media friend, Ken Lawler, goes there also. Oh, and he raves
my internet BFF.
Yep. So Ken loves it as well. But,
I'm gonna have to talk to Ken Kamala about this.
But I was thinking about Jim and Pat on their drives where you get to stop and you guys should make a little pit stop in Beverly.
Okay. Because
You know my driving through Beverly pit stop is that poke place on the corner.
We saw that. You said you had been there a couple times.
There's a poke place there.
Where?
Right on the corner of.
When you cross the train tracks there.
Of what is it? Is that the corner of Cabot and Rantoul?
Yeah, Cabot and Rantoul.
Yeah, right on the corner. Like where you know how you take the hard right to go on to Cabot? Mm-hmm. If you go over the railroad tracks, you go left and then right to go on to Cabot?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. There's like lots of railroad tracks.
What's the name of that? Where that restaurant, that famous restaurant, famous, but you would know where it is.
You would know where it is. There's Marconi Radio was there for a long time.
Ooh.
The old Wild Horse, is that what you
mean? Wild Horse.
Yeah.
Just
right, so you're like right there. You're right there.
Just on the left over the train tracks.
Yeah. So there's that. You've been bowling at Cape Ann Lanes lately?
I have. I saw Kate there. She texted me from like aisle one or lane one, and we were at like lane 12 or whatever. But yeah, they've done a good job. And
what a renovation.
They had their baby, so congratulations.
Oh, I didn't know they had a baby.
Yeah, they had
She was like overdue, wasn't she?
A little bit, yeah. So they had the baby last week, super cute, but they did such a great job in there. We've had a faculty meeting in there, and the kids have gone a couple afternoons.
Wait, school faculty meeting?
I know.
That's awesome.
Because they serve booze then.
That's awesome.
What?
Yeah. At your faculty meetings, you can go to a bar to have
We
it?
Had seminars and workshops all day long, and then we went at 4 o'clock.
Did they have the food part opened up there with a beer?
We ate. Brew pub. So yeah, so where they used to like sell the pizza and the drinks, like the little like concession, they've now added more games, and all the food is off in the end in the pub part, and they have a pretty decent food menu. Yeah,
really, I was there Thursday.
Did you eat any of the food there?
Thursday night, but I have eaten.
But the lounge, is it kind of loungy? Is that functional right now?
The food part? No.
Oh, it's not going.
No, not, not
you
yet.
You walk up to the bar in there and you order, but I haven't sat at like the tables in there. We've taken it back to the
lane. Yeah, they have waiters and waitresses walking around, so they make it real convenient for you.
That's great.
When you're bowling. But no, it's great when it's up. Fully up and running, I think it's going to be a go-to place.
Nicole, you're going to the Bean Pot tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got a notification that all of the Bean Pot games are going to be nationally televised this year for the first time, which I think is absolutely enormous for the sport, for college hockey, you know, and for visibility and getting these those programs even more great. So where are you going to for the game, and how much do the tickets cost?
I want to say we have four tickets. I want to say it was like $260 or something for the four tickets.
Cheap.
It's not, you know. We got them in December, but there's like 30 of us going in, so we're gonna take the train in, maybe go get a big lunch, everyone together, and then go watch definitely the first game and hang in for as much as the second game.
Is it at the Garden?
It's at the Garden.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Can I give you a recommendation for where to go to eat?
Yes.
Especially if you're taking the train, Tasty Burger.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you been there?
It's right across from the Garden, right across from it's like, Central Square, whatever it's called.
No, it's actually like you take a you get off the train, you go out the right hand door if you're facing
over the train tracks. No, I'm just kidding. Are we in Beverly again?
Take a right at Wild
Horse. You see me both times. I'm like,
but it's right out the door. It's but it's a it's not that expensive, and they have great burger specials and beer specials.
We go to the one near Fenway. The Tasty Burger near Fenway.
Oh, I didn't know there was one there.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know what it's all about.
Yeah. Yep.
Explain the Bean Pot.
So it's Harvard, BC, BU, and Northeastern, right? And they do it every year, and they play each other. You know, I would say round robin, but that's probably not the right expression. But and then every year there's a Bean Pot champion.
And it's like, what's the trophy look like?
A bucket of beans.
A bucket of beans.
A crock of beans.
Why didn't they put that on their hats?
Yeah.
Boston beans. Now I'm sitting here.
Well, how would that look?
Well,
a pile of brown lumps.
Yeah. Come on.
I think you're right.
Come on, Jim.
I think you're right.
Jeez, get your mind off of poop. I haven't said that word today.
Hasn't come up
yet. And you have to bring up poop.
I guess I do.
You have to give me the urge to bring up that
great
word.
Mind,
poop.
You know.
22:58. We almost made it to 23 minutes without the word poop. We're so close.
I didn't do it.
I know you didn't. Actually, Pat kind of did. Yeah. Really?
Tell me about your topic, Pat.
The which one was it? Can you remind me, please?
For 200, Alex.
I had hands-free on there. I remember that. And Groundhog's Day, was that it?
Oh, that's what we did.
You guys prepped pretty good, huh?
This is an off-cycle
podcast, and we're off the clock.
First of all,
it was very last minute.
Why don't you? We'll talk about two things. I know you want to give a shout out to Bex for the plaza work. You had told me that.
Oh, nice.
You need to talk about your music that we put in, because that's something we didn't say that. So I'm sticking up for you, dear.
Thank you, honey.
Right. So they're gonna speak.
Bex,
you hired Bex, Cape Ann Handywoman.
CapeAnnHandywoman .com. She can be found there. Bex is local. She lives here in East Gloucester. I had her come over to my house to put up some blinds, and also to install a shelving system that we bought at the Container Store. And she did an outstanding job, very dependable. Her fees are very, very reasonable.
Yeah, she does a
You
great
saved
job.
A lot of money for what they would have charged you from the Container Store, right?
So the pantry, the shelving system we bought for the pantry, the Container Store wanted to charge us $1,000 for professional installation. And that was 30% off. And
wow.
Yes. and Bex came in, was there 3 hours, didn't swear once. it was a little joke between her and I. And she charged me $120. So awesome. I would say that that's quite a savings. Yeah. But if you have any odd jobs around the house that you need done, that, that's been on the honey-do list
Yeah, I would recommend her as well. She's done a great job for us on a on an occasion or two.
And she does put a work out there too after
doing
some of it. And, you know, this is what I learned before, and this is what we did. And, you know, nice job, Beck.
Yeah. She did a nice job for me too, hanging on television.
She, I think her new logo, she was saying she wants her new slogan to be, I save marriages.
That's smart. I like that. Very nice.
But, so post her website.
I'll put a link to her.
CapeAndHandyWoman.com? CapeAndHandyWoman.com.
And Bex is Rebecca Borden.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rebecca. She goes by.
We call her Bex.
Bex. Yeah,
for
Rebecca
people who
Borden.
Might be looking for her.
Good. Yeah.
You probably
have
seen her car around town. Yeah. She has a handy woman sticker on her car, magnet on her car.
So Nicole wants a snowstorm. And to her, I say, go F yourself.
I just want one.
You know, I think it's women that want these snowstorms, and the men, because the men are the ones that shovel.
Go shovel. Well, no, Charlene shovels for me.
Really?
That's what I think it is.
Okay.
No, that's because, like, I can't, snowstorm for me is a nightmare.
Yeah. Mia shovels for me. Yeah.
Does Mia,
for work
I can't
for
see
home.
Mia picking up the shovel. Oh.
She doesn't want to break her nails.
I want one good. I like the, school's canceled. And then you, hunker down for a little while. The kids do the shovel. Freddie will do a lot of the shoveling. He will correct me if I don't say that. But then I like if it's safe and you're allowed to be on the roads. So Sabathia doesn't give us a hard time. But then you drive around. I like all those pictures, right? I mean, we all go out. It's always, super pretty. I like the storm coverage. I like having coffee in bed and watching all the news people doing their thing. I just want one good snowstorm.
You like everybody else.
My wife is right there with you. Yeah. She says it all the time, and I just look at her and say,
why do you need snow to do everything that you just described?
Because I like watching the storm coverage. And what are you talking about? Should we just make it up?
Just turn on the Weather Channel. I'm sure there's a storm somewhere in the world, and you can have coffee in bed.
I like driving around the back shore, going down Bearskin Neck, seeing how pretty it is.
I call it the Doom and Gloom Channel.
You do?
Yes, the Weather Channel.
Yeah. I just want one. I definitely want early spring. I would like it to be warm.
Confucius
should
say when Jim Kelly checks in.
Do you pay
out.
Your kids to shovel?
No.
Do you pay your kids to shovel?
My kids have never shoveled.
You do the shoveling?
I shovel the walkway.
You got two boys.
Huh?
Your two boys never shoveled?
My two boys are no longer. Maybe. I had a snowblower. I had a snowblower.
Oh my God! When I was young, my dad was like, "Get out there and shovel the fuck."
They've helped, but there were times where I was on a business trip, and it snowed at home, and I got home nothing was touched.
That's unbelievable. So, how old are your boys?
Connor,
10 and 12.
Connor, and,
So your 12-year-old isn't old enough to work yet.
We just talked about it. Yeah. Or I guess I emailed you that. Huh? He's not old enough to work yet, right? He'll be 13 in May.
Right.
I don't know when he is. I talked to him. I sent out a couple of texts this week saying, is there anything for him at this age? I know it's going to be under the table, right? But it's time that he does something.
I don't know anything about it.
So I think
we've got a reputable show here.
Jesus Christ.
You're gonna go, so Joey said,
your kids are going to be the cops are going to be banging on your door.
Right, what I meant was mowing lawns, not under the table, but there's ways for them to earn money at that age.
Isn't buying vineyard vines on the black market enough?
Jesus. I know. Right?
So my daughter is 14, Eloise, and she had to fill out a bunch of paperwork to get her worker's permit. And she.
Oh, God.
What?
That's not from the dentist.
No, that was for. And she works at the village.
Yeah, yeah. So she's 14.
14. So he might have a little ways
to go. So he won't be
14
till next summer. So that's when he can get a.
But you know, like we just talked about shoveling, when I was, those guys' ages, and I never see any kids out in the neighborhood offering to shovel for money. Yeah. But when we were kids, every storm, I really was looking forward to a storm for that reason, so I could go out and hustle some money, so I could buy have money to buy video games.
Yeah,
you know, Atari and television.
So there's lawn mowing in the summer, and there's shoveling in the winter.
You could get enough to buy.
I wanted to work and be able to buy books so I could read.
J.D. Salinger, Catcher in the Rye.
Catcher in the Rye.
Lord of the Flies.
Yep.
Archie and Veronica.
Who are
Archie and Veronica.
Archie.
Jughead. Joe, I got another topic.
Yeah.
One that... curious and getting everybody's opinion. When you look at the clock right now, is it 11:45 or 11:45?
Right now, I would say 11:47, but 2 minutes ago, I would have said quarter. No, I would have said 11:45.
11:45. Is it 11:45 or 11:45?
For me, it's if I'm looking at an analog clock, yeah, I'd probably say 11:45. But looking at my phone, I'd say 11:45 because everything is numbers now.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you see the number 11:45, you would say 11:45.
Or 11:47.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
No, I think I'm trying to think. I think I might still say 11:45.
Even if the phone said 11:45?
Even though I'm not sure a lot of younger generation kids know what that means.
Yeah.
Quarter hours.
I think Mia has asked me sometimes.
What does that mean?
What does it say, Mia? What time is it?
Yeah.
You don't know what 11:45 is?
Quarter of, quarter after.
You don't have to half past the hour? No.
It bothers me. I can see.
Me, are you bothered by this?
If you Snapchat it, then what would
say
if it was on Snapchat?
We should do a quick little Snapchat poll.
These millennials.
Yeah, put that on Snapchat and see what everybody says.
When you're
like, that's not cool enough, Dad.
Right?
These millennials go, Siri, what time is it? Oh, okay. It's 11:47.
So there you go.
Boy.
They have to have someone.
So Nicole is here for you. Where? For you to counsel her. So so this is what she's paying for. She has Comcast. She pays for Apple TV. She has Hulu and Amazon Prime. What should she do? Give her some
Hulu was free. It came with, I had a question about my hotspot and my iPhone because it wasn't working. And they said, oh, if you do this plan, you know, you're also going to get Hulu. So I literally have never logged in. I've never touched it. And as of now, it's free. But like Joey said, in about 6 months, I'll probably see a bill for it. So I
Did you have to give them your credit card?
Then no, but it was through my Sprint. So they'll probably end up on my bill at some point. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't consider myself to be a professional with regards to all, you know, this cut in the cord stuff. But I know the website that you found, cutthecord.com, is a great place to go.
Yeah.
It breaks down
each different service, what it offers, and the prices.
So, like, even for $3.99, when we got our first Alexa a couple of years ago, the kids were like, oh, Alexa, play, you know, whatever. And it wouldn't work because I hadn't bought the Amazon Music, right? So I went on, you know, whatever, Christmas morning, whatever, and I bought the Amazon. And again, it's $4 a month. But now we have Prime, like, so doesn't Prime also do the Alexa? Like, could I cancel the $4 a month? It's just, like, silly.
Yeah.
I mean, and who has time to sit down? And so I should go to that website and figure it out.
Yeah, just because it'll tell you, you know, you can circle, like, which things that you really want to have, and you can see if it's in that plan. Like, his is $40 a month plus his cable bill.
No, plus my
internet.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So YouTube
plus your Wi-Fi,
TV, YouTube TV,
internet access,
bucks.
I mean, yeah.
Internet access is 60.
And then you bought your router, so you don't have to pay for a wireless router.
But I did buy Showtime. That was a recent purchase because we like a number of the shows on Showtime. So that's an additional $10 a month. So, you know,
but
I
once you get through those shows, you can cancel them.
Oh yeah, well that's the nice thing with any of these subscriptions, is there's no contract commitment. So, if your series or show is up and they're not going to, you know, they're not coming out for another 6 months with the next season, you can cancel, and then just turn it back on 6 months from now.
we are paying something like $240.
Okay.
I was playing.
To Comcast. And that includes our internet and all of our...
So this is, so once you... First of all, when you initially get your... When you initially get your contract, you have to, like, check what's out there with other companies.
Yeah.
And then they will match.
Yeah.
So they'll match. And then, but every 2 years you have a contract, and then it bumps up to a different rate. When it bumps up to that other rate, you have to call again and say, I'm leaving unless you go back to the one, because we pay $185 and we have a lot.
Nicole, I think now that we got all this thing, we don't have the stuff in front of us with all the topics.
I know, right?
Why don't you recap your California trip? I know I was joking about Brady's house.
No, I didn't go to Brady's house.
It was a great. You did see some other famous people.
We saw lots of famous people's houses. And I was saying before we started filming, I didn't really care who the houses belonged to, but it was really nice to, like, just sit back and have that silly tour and see how nice the houses are and drive through that area. But we had a ton of fun. We flew into Long Beach Airport instead of LAX, which is, like, tiny and so easy to navigate. We got there like 9 o'clock at night, and I was worried about driving on the 405 the whole time, so I was like kind of a bundle of nerves. But we rented a really great Jeep. It was super easy. We were out of there, drove up to Santa Monica, and we spent, I guess, 4 days in the Santa Monica area, doing some of the, like, super touristy tours, but then just hanging out on Venice Beach, and went down to Newport Beach. The very first day we were there, which is like 45 minutes down south again, but we went out with, I wish I knew the name off the top of my head, but a whale watching, Coastal Adventures in Newport on a Zodiac, which is awesome. So, they had like 12 people on the Zodiac. It was a good, like, 30-foot Zodiac, and we went, hugged the coast, which is just amazing. Like, I've never been on the ocean out there. We went around Laguna Beach, and it was like the cliffs that drop right down, sea lions everywhere. But just looking at the houses went up in the water was just amazing. And then we saw tons of dolphins. Both of the kids actually, like, could touch the dolphins that were jumping in the wake, and took everything to keep them on the boat. You know, they wanted to be in the water. And then we went out. We only saw one gray whale that day, which is kind of a bummer, but because they have a blog report, and every day you can see what they saw. And, like, 2 days later, they saw, like, 9 gray whales that were breaching and jumping out of the water.
Oh, wow.
But they do everything with a drone now. So even though while we are on the boat, they're really good about the laws and the restrictions about not getting close to the whales, as they are here, unless the whale comes close to you. And the particular gray whale we saw just didn't want to come, you know, near our boat that day, which was fine. But they were flying the drone at the same time, so we could, like, kind of see it emerging a little bit. But then you could look at the crew's little iPad that they had and see how massive it was. And it was just so cool to even be, like, sharing space with it. I get all, like, cheesy about things like this. But the dolphin alone, and even just seeing the scenery was amazing. But it's so beautiful out there. I've been to San Diego, but I've never been in the L.A. area. And while, like, being in L.A. itself was a little bit, touristy and congested, the whole coastline, that Laguna Beach and Hermosa Beach. We went to see Jay Leno and Hermosa Beach.
How far is, like, you know, like, is it? I always hear that traffic in L.A. is a nightmare.
I was dreading driving on the 405. And it is crazy. And I have, like, horrible, we talked about this last time, my night vision. I thank God I just got glasses so I can see at night now. So I'm not so much of a train wreck. But, it's like 8 lanes. So it's a little sketchy, but it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be. So the traffic is nightmare.
Some people say L.A. is a dump, but I think maybe they're talking about downtown L.A.
Yeah, so we drove everywhere because... I'm not proud of this, but the kids were intent on seeing some of those favorite YouTubers. So we drove, like, my GPS was just set the whole time. But we went from Santa Monica, Venice Beach, Hermosa Beach, Newport Beach, maybe Huntington Beach. We were up and down the coast in all those cities because we just had different things booked between Jay Leno.
Is it between each of these cities?
So it was like 45 minutes from where we were is the most south we drove. And that was to Newport Beach.
In 45 minutes, there was like 6 or 7 different beaches?
Little coastal towns, you're in one.
So you can see a lot in one day.
So that was on the coast. And then if you're in L.A., I felt like when we were on Rodeo Drive, we were a good 40 minutes from like Hollywood, you know what I mean? And then we were in Beverly Hills, and then we were going back, like we kind of backtracking a lot.
Yeah.
By the end of the 4 days, I actually like recognized things and was able to like take a right and not feel like I didn't know where I was going. But
I have no feel for the landscape of Southern California.
And you're also like, you're never in the city, like LA proper, like downtown Boston, like the financial district or whatever. Like we were never in any of that. You could see like the tall buildings off to like wherever.
You said Jay Leno. What did you see? The cars?
He was at the Comedy and Magic Club with two other comedians.
That's cool.
What and honestly, I thought I would like
any
him.
Money.
But
what did, like, he must just.
You know, my mom said
around.
That. My mom and I went out with the boys to see my brother, and she said, like, how great is it that he still does that? And I didn't think I was going to like him that much, but he was actually super funny. And yeah, he just does it because he wants to do it.
I think performers need to perform.
Yeah, he just.
I think that's.
And the guy who went on stage before him, I wish I could remember his name, but he's like just been one of his best friends forever and was on The Tonight Show like with him, like his little, he was one of the writers for him, and he went on first, and just like normal stories about hanging out with his wife, and it was super funny.
Did anybody see the list I put out of from
the towns?
Yep.
From the towns?
Yep.
I basically boiled down this other person's list of top 50. Well, the best small town from each state.
Each state, yeah.
There was some that going through the list, and I guess it's so subjective because, like, immediately, some of these like hokey looking towns, like, I just crossed them right off the list, and like ones that like weren't near the water, like I definitely after I curated
all those middle states.
After Nebraska, Oklahoma, like the best that they had to offer looked like not at all interesting at all to me. And you could see my list was definitely skewed towards ocean cities.
Yeah.
But there were some interesting ones in there, and I forget which. A lot had to do with definitely coastal communities or water things. But some of the towns, like I know, like for them to, they said, Maffa, Texas, or something. It was something like this Dust Bowl kind of city.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, I've been to Texas. Texas, like, I've been to Dallas and the suburbs of Dallas and had an absolute blast. And from what they showed me, from what this article showed me as the best place, little town, and what I saw, like, I don't know about this list, you know?
I have to stand up for Cooperstown, though, because...
Okay, yeah, because I panned Cooperstown because it looked a little hokey to me.
In some ways, maybe, but it is on a big lake. The lake life is big there, but it's a very family-friendly, funky, lots of good food and, you know, history, which is appealing for some people and not as appealing for others, but it's a nice little town.
I can't really go by your recommendations on having
cannot.
Good food.
Because, no, I know. We don't have the same.
Because you can't. You
we don't have
obviously
the same.
Say you can't cook a potato. So.
Well, that is true.
The Irish woman. That you can't true. Trust a woman for food recommendations when she's full-blown Irish and cannot cook a potato to
Jim,
save her
life.
Is
that true?
Yes.
Is that true?
This.
Yes.
It takes all my wherewithal to get mashed potatoes done for Thanksgiving. Every bit of my wherewithal. For a whole year, yeah.
She can't follow
I can't help it. I don't know how to explain it.
And I believe it has to do with that age-old move by women that if you don't want to do the laundry, you get all the guys' whites and you put the one red sock in there and you put it on top. You ruin everything and then you say, hey, look, I can't do it. My wife
just
doesn't
so much
do that.
Better
my
than
wife
me.
Is fantastic.
Your underwear is always white, Joe.
Crisp.
Here we go. 43 minutes and 47.
So I got to file a complaint with all retailers out there.
All right, let's hear it.
Again, with the new move, Charlene and I have done some shopping for pieces of I don't know. Would you call them art?
Wall art.
Like
just stuff.
Decorative art.
Yeah, the cheap decorative wall art. So we went to a retailer here in Gloucester and bought some wall art. Brought it home. Put it up on the wall and noticed that the price tag was on the front of the wall art on the glass.
So you need the Google.
And it
gun.
Took me a good half hour trying to take the thing off. I mean, I didn't have the proper.
Did you have Gooby Gone?
I had Gooby Gone, which I used when I could finally get the entire price tag off, because it was one of those price tags where if you got the corner up, it was in like 72 pieces. Like it was in layers.
They don't want you to steal it. But wall art, how you gonna walk out with a big piece of wall art?
I don't understand. I don't. In this day and age, why do they still have those damn things? Or if you're gonna have them, put them on the back.
So we talked about this a little bit at Christmas time because, and I'm old enough, right? Can we talk about Santa?
What?
No, for real, right? So
I lost some weight.
With Finn, I still have to take price tags off. And like all this stupid stocking stuffer things that, because I don't know what store you're talking about, but there's a store where you go like get like all the little like impulse items for stocking stuffers. And dear Lord, like you got to take price tags off. Otherwise, you know, they don't have price stickers at the North Pole. And it took hours. I'm like, I can't ever shop there again now because wasn't like to peel off those little orange, whatever, like 6-piece stickers.
Yeah.
For stickers on glass, my go-to method of moving it.
Razor blade?
Actually to just lay a wet paper towel on it for an amount of time.
Really?
And then it soaks up enough of the moisture that it will very often come right off.
Wow, that's a great piece of advice.
Just put a little wet paper towel on there, let it sit a bit.
Wow.
Even so these like 8-piece price tags?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wet paper towel.
Just a wet paper towel. Great. Let it sit there a bit. And then you go.
But that was like a year ago. When they changed the rules for the cold cut bags that you get at Stop and Shop and Shaw's, where you know they throw the cold cuts in the bag. They fold over the top and then put the label.
Oh, I have to wrestle with those.
And then whenever I tried to, you know, peel back the top piece from the sticker, it would rip the bag. And then, you know, lets air in the bag. Yeah. So I think there was like a local political figure who did a shout out and sort of challenged all of the supermarkets. Really? And some of them did. Now I haven't had a problem. The stickers, they still fold them over, but the stickers aren't as sticky in there. Easier to peel off without ripping the bag. So I do a shout out to all the retailers.
I would have went to the other type and purposely bought that just to stay away from that sticker thing. Yeah. You know, the zip thing or the package where you seal it.
Yeah.
You're right. Probably paid a little bit more, but you know, we save it on potatoes.
So you take that out of the potato budget.
Yeah.
Right out of the potato budget. I love it. Oh my goodness. So Super Bowl is tomorrow.
It is?
Super Bowl menu. What are you cooking?
I'm cooking Chinese food.
You got a lot of Chinese food?
Yeah. I'm not gonna cook.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a Weber grill. Super Bowl doesn't start till 8.
The boys will. Brendan might be.
Connor, all right, so Connor, we may have to do some turkey burgers.
Connor won't be there to cook the turkey burgers.
Well, I'll cook them if you want.
Wait a second,
I'll cook the
Super
burgers.
Bowl, you're really going to wimp out?
Yeah.
No ribs, nothing? Are you too hungover to cook?
I'm not feeling 100%.
Oh, okay, I got you. You don't want to touch the food and infect everybody.
Right, like I did last night.
Yeah.
Whoever was over my house last night was fully infected.
Your
wife's bruschetta was fantastic.
Right. Well, the funny thing about my wife's bruschetta is you might have seen that it was
a little burnt on the edges.
So it was the first night that she actually used our oven. And we discovered that our oven is a real good oven. And
your timing was
I don't know what's different about this oven than the last oven.
But it is. We just got a new oven, and it takes a little getting used to, the little idiosyncrasies about your oven.
Maybe paying attention to it. She was underneath the broiler.
She was going
to
throw them away.
They were great.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
They were great. You discouraged her, too, which I think was a bad move.
I discouraged her what?
You were shitting on her about burning the bruschetta. And I said,
this
is not how she barely cooks as it is. She wears it as a badge of honor that she barely cooks as it is. And then for you to shit on her, it just gives her an excuse to not cook it even
That's
more.
Not
what
true.
Do you think, Mia? Is that true? Is this a fair
That's
representation?
That's not true. When she burnt them, I said, put them out. I'll take the blame. You can tell everybody I burnt them.
They were great.
I said, I promise I won't tell anybody that you burnt them.
Paul O'Ryan O'Brien is making steak on the Weber and for the soup bowl.
Maybe I'll get steak tips instead. I don't know. Well, you're making chili, right?
I'm making chili. I just don't understand how, like, you do, you like, Kansas City ribs. Kansas City's playing, right? Who else is playing? San Francisco.
Are you gonna do something? San Francisco rice.
Yes.
Rice aroni. San Francisco treat.
The San Francisco treat.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
I don't know. Did Craig say what he's going to cook?
No, I don't think Craig's coming.
What?
I don't know. Craig doesn't like the size of my TV.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that you bought a house as nice as you did and you spent $300 on a television.
55-inch TV.
The wall looks like
the Great Wall of China, and it has this postage stamp TV.
You gotta get a smaller wall. That's your problem. You put some more decorative art around sound the TV. No soundbar.
Hey, someone's stealing something.
There's a guy moving some gear around out there. No, I'm excited to go to your house. Your house is perfectly built for entertaining, and I'm excited to go there. But you know, we gotta up our grilling game over there.
Wait, so people are going to your house for Super Bowl and you're not cooking? I thought you were just giving him a hard time.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're going to his house. Oh,
so everybody's going to bring stuff. You're hosting and not cooking. I thought you were just not doing anything.
He's not feeling well.
Yeah, we're just going to stay home and not do anything.
Yeah.
But I'm not hosting and not doing anything.
Well, I'm going to have food. It's just I'm not going to cook.
Have you cooked ribs before?
I have.
How did they come out?
Very good. Yeah.
You say you want to do ribs?
I might.
I can help.
I know you can.
All right.
Wait, but you're working tomorrow, right?
If there's boats fishing, I'm working. I don't know. They did downgrade the wind forecast, so I thought I was going to have
it. I figured Craig might be the ribmeister.
Craig has been doing an absolute... He's been on a short rib kick.
Oh, my God, they're
beef,
short.
The beef ribs. And they've had them at Market Basket consistently.
Have they?
Like this long... That fat, they shrink up like they look like baseballs of pure condensed beefy goodness.
Yeah, just ask Scotty Mac.
I can only eat a couple of pieces of beef ribs because they're so rich.
Yeah, with Scotty Mac over my house last week. You know, I think four of us split one, and then you see Scotty Mac with one Brontosaurus by himself. You're like, freaking was Fred Flintstone.
He can put it away. Scotty can put it away.
Man, don't put your face up against that chair.
Warren Waugh chimed in.
Right here? Warren.
No, not right here, right now. Maybe he did, but I haven't seen. But he commented on a post that we were talking on saying that he wants to do a barbecue competition at Stage Fort Park with me and Craig.
Nice.
That won't be too much
you
fun.
You versus Craig?
No. Like, he wants us to organize.
I've been saying that.
A big event, like a big competition.
I will love that. I will help out.
I will help out with that.
I'm nervous about it because it's like, you don't just throw these things together.
No, that's
a lot
true.
A lot of work goes into it.
But you know, you do it and you learn from it.
It'll be a lot of fun.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
So. Yeah. I gotta start thinking about that.
Oh yeah, I would help out with that.
We could have the national. We could have the Super Bowl of. You know, barbecue ribs.
I haven't heard who won the chili cook-off at.
Oh, Rumline.
At the Rumline last week. I would have really loved to have entered because I don't think anyone can touch my chili. So the chili I made this time.
Not the spicy chili.
I didn't make it spicy this time. I did it without the adobo chilies.
It's still on there, by the way.
No, I know. It's got to cook for 4 hours. It'll be done at 1:30.
1:30?
Yeah. So it's reducing right now. It's just melding. All the flavors are melding.
Nice.
Like our listeners?
It's the first time Nicole has come here without... a flask of some kind.
So not true. Why?
How'd you get the day off from hockey?
We had a late hockey game last week, and we had a late hockey game tonight that was canceled.
Oh wow!
and no hockey tomorrow.
Wow.
It's like a vacation.
I know what to do.
Brendan Grimes is in on the barbecue. You don't know what to do with yourself.
I'm here.
You're here.
Yeah, we're very glad.
Yeah. I don't get invited to the ones at the rum line or the boat board.
Open this up. Everything will come out.
So I'm just going to read one. I just want to read this one thing. Where I got to find it. Oh, okay. We're going to finish with this. We spoke about this earlier. Nicole had the post of the week, It May Go Nowhere, is the title of the post. And it had to do with the amount of energy, financial resources, time that goes into her bringing her two sons to all the different hockey leagues that they're involved
in.
It's unbelievably written. It's a phenomenal piece. It's getting a ton of traction on the blog. But I think you hit on a lot. I think you spoke for a ton of people that put these resources into their kids. And I think that outsiders look at these hockey moms, and it could be other sports, soccer moms or whatever.
Yeah, that's important. It's not just hockey. I didn't mean to, but
they look at them saying, oh, these people, you know, they're putting all their stock into their kids getting a scholarship. But it's so much more than that. And why don't you follow up? Why don't you speak to it, not me, about what it really was about.
Well, it was just funny timing that somebody had asked me, because, you know, we all complain, right, about how much time it takes. But somebody just asked me, like, oh, I bet you wish your kids never started playing hockey in the first place. And we joke because now, you know, Connor's starting to play hockey and whatnot. Yeah. And I didn't pick for my kids to choose hockey. I thought, having been with the Red Sox for a little while, they'd be huge baseball players. And one doesn't care for baseball at all, and one likes it, but it's like 6 weeks long. It's not like a commitment. So they just started liking hockey on their own, even though Freddie always played, and Freddie's got some hockey in his family for sure. But they very much chose to play it themselves. And someone had just said, I bet you wish they didn't choose hockey. And I was like, no, not at all. But we had just come from an amazing weekend where they, you know, played really great and had a real big, like, comeback. They were out of a tournament, and then at midnight we found out they were back in the tournament, and then they won it, which was like, they were the super underdog. So that had just happened, and we just had a lot going on. So I don't get to write a lot anymore because we're all so busy, but when something like clicks up here, then I can't not write about it, you know?
Yeah.
But no, it's every other reason other than that, you know, like, we're busy and we complain and we miss out on a lot. If it doesn't involve our hockey friends and hockey rinks, I have to say no a lot, which is, you know, always kind of a bummer, but all of us have gotten so much out of it. And that's why. And they've also, and it's funny, the kind of the backstory to that is this team in particular has, you know, they're 12, 13-year-old boys, and they sometimes when we travel, they get themselves into a little bit of trouble and whatnot. And we had a little bit of that this weekend. There was a little bit of finger pointing, and you know, you guys have to behave better. And that's part of the learning curve, too. Yeah. But then I also watched, and I know not everyone wants to hear hours about this, but one of the kids got a concussion during our last game when they won the championship, and he went off the ice, and then they won, which again is, who cares if they win, but when they're the super underdog, it's like really exciting. So he came out of the locker room in his normal clothes and was in the pitcher when they were taking, you know, they handed out the medals, the trophies. And I watched, and the biggest kid on our team is an eighth grader, and she's a really great player. And in every picture, he, instead of looking at the camera, was checking on Mikey. You know, he was checking Mikey's head, and he was like, oh, you know, look at the camera. And he, you know, and just watching how, like, you know, rather than celebrating, he was so worried about how hurt Mikey was. Yeah. And that also kind of triggered something back here. Like, they just learned so much, and they're so, you know, they're so invested,
You cried last podcast.
Oh, shut up.
Well, yeah, that
was...
You cried last podcast.
I do. No, I'm not
going to
cry this time.
That's why Joe invited you.
I did cry last time. That's it. We're just trying to elicit, like...
It's all the booze and coffee. You know, I don't
worry. He's going after...
What, I'm going to do my Barbara Walters moment right now?
He's going after that award.
Yeah, right.
He's checking off so many items he needs to win.
You bring the poop, I bring the tears. It's a very well-rounded group, right?
No, but really, anyway, this post that you did, you have to read it. It's if you've read anything in the last month on Good Morning Gloucester, I'd say that would be the proudest, you know, daddy moment, or whatever you call it. you know, editor moment.
Absolutely.
Nicole's post that I had nothing to do with other than having the platform.
I don't want to keep dragging up old news, but I haven't seen you since the last one you wrote about the Rockport incident and stuff. You really hit that one, too. As an educator, parent, everything else, that was right on.
Yeah.
And you did a great job with that, too.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful thing. I'm sure it was
Is there any
real
follow-up
scary
to that? Anything happened?
She is back in school. I think that she's coming like part days right now. And I don't want to speak to too much, so I don't know. But I'm just, you know, and asking Thatcher. I think she comes back part day. I think the whole day is still maybe a little bit too much for her. For them, school is, you know, back to normal.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, nice security presence. And they've always had their security officer on campus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's funny, a couple of times Thatcher has been like, you know, school is completely normal again. But, you know, that's part of the method to the madness, right, is making the kids, you know, feel like nothing ever happened. And
right.
I don't think he's privy to a lot that goes on behind the scenes as far as their, you know, what they've put in place.
Yeah.
So, and I don't feel need to tell him that, but, you know, having consistency and routine is part of the recovery process, right? So,
well, there you go.
Yeah, we wish her well.
Yeah, thanks for that update. All right, it's GloucesterCast 381. It's Saturday, and so we're not going to be doing a podcast tomorrow.
Nothing tomorrow, okay. Nothing we're going to go off and see Frozen Jr. this afternoon.
Yay,
I'm looking
O'Malley?
Forward.
Yep.
I'm looking
nice.
Forward to the,
to
the
photos
reports.
Looked amazing.
Yeah, so...
left, right, center tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
left, right,
center
tonight, the bridge event at the Elks.
Yeah, and Mia's, Mia's big dance tonight. She's going to boogie.
Woohoo,
yeah.
Photos.
Have fun, Mia.
Are you going with Jakey Boy to a dance? Jake from State Farm?
Sammy.
Is that
Woodman's? At
Woodman's. Oh, wow.
In the back.
Do they? Are they going to charge the kids 25 cents for butter and 25 cents for...
Potato sauce.
Potato sauce. I can't
Actually, I guess it's
that.
heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Not, yeah, no...
nice.
No,
well, congratulations on that. How long till you get your license?
April.
Whoa.
Frozen.
And then
yeah,
6 months
yeah,
after that, you can drive without the kid, without adult supervision? My daughters would be very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to drive safe with them in the car, please.
Mia has to do her first breathalyzer tonight.
What, they're making the kids do breathalyzers?
Yeah.
Why are we just
making
talking about this now? This should have been a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
For real?
That
wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So can they vape? And will that be detected?
Oh, God.
Because that's what the kids do. Every kid, that's all they do now is they vape.
I hope not.
Are you that naive to think that the kids aren't all vaping?
No,
because
I don't.
That's what I hear.
I just,
is like so many kids vape.
I just,
Mia, there's so many kids vape.
How dangerous it is.
You'll get caught if you
How do they catch you if you vape?
Just your breath. Like,
do they have a test for the vaping?
Yeah.
Oh, how do they test it?
The breathalyzer thing.
The breathalyzer does vape too? Oh, I thought it was just alcohol.
I
didn't know.
It might.
I don't know.
What?
I'm not trying to wink.
Joe, there is a Santa Claus, Joe.
But I don't understand.
If they told the kids they're checking for they're checking for.
Hello?
Yes, Joe, of course it picks up on
a vacation. Oh, okay.
Joe, there is a Santa Claus, Joe.
Okay, I got you.
Good thing our readership or our listenership isn't really like made up of high school kids.
Yeah,
Joey.
All right. GloucesterCast 381. It's in the books.
Right,
Chris, cue the music, Chris.
She's their next dance chaperone.
Gloucester till the end. Gloucester till the end.
Finally, we got
All
some
right.
music.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys. Have a great night. We'll see you. Stop. And you stop it right there. You have to slide that over, right?